You're listening to the Cultural Curriculum Chat, the podcast that specializes in multicultural education and classroom strategies. I'm your host, Jebba Edmonds. Let's get started. Hello again, Jebba Edmonds here. Welcome to the Cultural Curriculum Chat. I have a wonderful book that will help you reflect with your young child in your life, titled Beautifully Me, written by Nabila Noor and illustrated by Nabi H. Ali. Now, as an adult with younger children in the house, I remember thinking about words have power, words have weight, and also your child will always be absorbing those words and taking it in and also internalizing how they feel their self-worth is. And before I dive into this book, I really want you to make sure that you join our global community of learners committing to celebrating diversity and promoting multicultural education. So subscribe to my channel and be part of this important movement. If you are watching me on YouTube, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. And if you're listening to this podcast live, wherever you hear your podcasts, don't forget to write me a review, y'all, and screenshot it and tag me at Culturally Jebba so I can give you a shout out on my future episode. I am so excited to share with you this book, Beautifully Me. It talks about the main character, Zubi. And she is a Bangladeshi American girl getting ready for the first day of school. I must really love these books that talk about the energy of the first day of school. It just reminds me of how I miss teaching in the classroom. But I digress. Let's get to the book. Salaam, Zubi Khodri. And she is talking about getting ready for the first day of school. She's got her hair done in her pigtail. She's got her beautiful butterfly clips in her hair. She's got her beautiful bangles. And when I talk about our young people internalizing how their adults in their lives view themselves, you see this young girl, Zubi, and she sees her mother getting ready for the day. And she looks in the mirror and she pats her tummy and she goes, "Look at this tummy." And I quote, "It's too big." She says, and I quote, "Look at this tummy. I'm getting too big." And Zubi looks and she goes, "Why was Amma so sad?" She sees her mother looking at herself and saying, "Why is she so sad?" And she gets ready in the kitchen and she sees her grandma, Daddy Ma, getting breakfast. And her older sister, Naya, is like, "No, I'm on a diet." So Zubi's looking at her older sister going, "What? Why?" She's so perplexed. "Why are you on a diet?" Daddy Ma is also asking, "You know, I've cooked all this food and you don't want it?" So thinking about diet culture in our society and how Baba is getting ready and his mother, Daddy Ma's like, "Well, what about the shirt that I got you?" And he's like looking at her and pointing at his belly again and saying, "Oh, you know, I put on some pounds. It doesn't fit. That's not good." And so Zubi is absorbing all of these attitudes and sayings. And think about you as the adult, what you are saying when you're looking at a mirror and what little ears are in the house listening to you and internalizing how they view themselves. And it goes on by, you know, Zubi trying to get ready for the day, going to school and her interactions with her peers. And hearing people at the playground, especially Kennedy, one of the students, commenting on this other girl and saying that, "Alex," and I quote, "You look fat in that dress." Alex's look on her face on the slide. And Zubi is looking at herself in her overalls and thinking, "Why is looking fat bad?" End quote. "Do I look bad?" And it gets to the point where everybody's at home getting ready for dinner. You see Zubi just going, "No, I don't want to eat that. I love rice, but I don't want to eat it. I'm also on a diet." And the adults at the table are like, "What? What do you mean?" And then she just pours out her big emotions of what happened at school and what she heard her Amma and Baba and older sister Naya say. She goes to her room just so upset. I don't want to give away too much, but I really love how the adults in the house bring it back and they say, they reflect, oh goodness, you saw me being unkind to my body. And Amma said, but I'm grateful for my belly. After all, it helped me carry you and bring you into the world. And Naya also saying, I shouldn't compare my body and myself to others in my school. And how Baba also even said how we shouldn't define how we see each other and our perception of ourselves shouldn't be reflected on you. I love how the author Nabila said in this book, you get to define what is beautiful. Whatever your body looks like, beauty is how you make people feel, and that kind of things you do. She also goes on and says, a beautiful person is someone who embraces who they are and helps others do the same. There is only one Zubi, and that makes you beautifully you. I just love this lesson because her mother reminds her of how she is so beautiful in her own way, as well as the meaning of her name, loving and understanding. And it just shows that Zubi goes on and tells her family that you are all beautiful just the way you are. This book is a great reminder of spreading that joy of beauty and seeing the beauty in all of us and all that we carry to share the world. And little young people like Zubi tend to remind us and get us back to center in who we truly are, to be our full authentic self. Grab this book, Beautifully Me, written by Nabila Noor and illustrated by Nabi H. Ali, wherever books are sold. This book should be in your library, at home, or at school. It needs to be on your shelf as a reminder of how truly beautiful you are. I hope you liked this review. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a reminder of seeing the beauty in themselves. Take care, and I'll see you here same time next week. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to Cultural Curriculum Chat with Jebba Edmonds. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast. We will be here same time, same place next week. Take care. Bye-bye.